Blog Talk Radio.
On this broadcast with you today. I'm also supercharged because this episode will be talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. I want you to call in with all your questions, and we're just going to have a good old time talking about the event. I want to also invite you to listen to Monday's episode with Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Oh my heavens. Oh my heavens. Did he rock the airwaves? So if you have not yet downloaded that, I want you to go on there and just download it and listen to it. And guys, pass it on to everybody. Okay? Pass it on to everybody. Because this is a must hear. And for all the men in your life, your sons, your husbands, your brothers, your neighbor, invite them to go and listen to Monday's segment of the A New Day show. And as you know, on Mondays is the day when I broadcast simultaneously with Building Your Extraordinary Business with my friend and colleague, Mr. James Nemley. So that is that little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that you can call in at any time. The number is 646-915-8166. And, you know, ask any questions and let's talk about the Vision Weekend Conference and, you know, what it is about and all of that, what you should expect from the Vision Weekend Conference. So we just want to answer your questions. And the other thing why I want to talk about it today is because at midnight tonight, on the 22nd of February 2012, at midnight tonight, you can no longer secure rooms at the discounted rate at midnight tonight. If you have not yet booked your room and register, they are going to be putting the rooms back in the general inventory. So you want to make sure, guys, that you get your discounted room. And visit the website, visionweekendconference.com. Visionweekendconference.com. That's the site where you need to go on to get registered so you can secure your room. Right now, the rooms are $178 per night and $199 per night for double occupancy. When they go back into general inventory, it's going to be a lot more. So I ask that you just honor that so that you can get in at the reduced rate versus having to pay the increased rate. So that is that for that. I want to encourage you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com site, because we are offering some tech group coaching teleconference. We are doing that, and I want you, it's a 5-week course. I want for you to join up, and it's only $247. Join up and share it with your friends. You will be happy that you do, because I'm really going to be getting into a lot of things about vision, especially for people who are overseas who will not be coming to the Vision Weekend Conference. I just want to get some of that out for you. Plus, a lot of people have been inboxing me and writing about utilizing some of my services online. So I'm glad that my team and I have gotten together, and we have put a 5-week program together, and we are just excited about that. Now, I want to share a quote with you from Samuel Johnson. If a man does not make new acquaintances as he advances through life, he will soon find himself left alone. And I decide to open with this quote this morning because as I think about us having conversation around the Vision Weekend Conference, that's exactly what we have implemented and put into place. We have collaboratively come together to put in place a system, a platform, a gathering, an organization, a pool, a resource of professionals, entrepreneurs and speakers, coaches, writers, teachers, transformational leaders, you know, just and a few gurus, just a group of amazing people who believe in entrepreneurship and is looking to give so much more to entrepreneurship. And that's why we have come together, because we understand the importance of pooling resources. Even Crystal Washington spoke about it in her video on YouTube, and I want for you to check out her video on YouTube to talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. And also there's a video on YouTube too from Brian Ridgway speaking about the Vision Weekend Conference and his presence there and why he decided to be part of it and why you should be there. So just listen to what those two speakers are saying. Plus this Friday night, Friday the 24th, we are having a webinar hosted by the amazing Mr. Willie Crawford. And again, we're going to showcase the speakers of the Vision Weekend Conference platform so you can hear from them and kind of get a teaser for your appetite. So that is that from me. And before we go into the depth of talking about the Vision Weekend Conference, I have a few words for you from one of our sponsors.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
Yes, yes. So that, just go over and support our sponsor there. Yes, so we decided that today we are talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. Join us in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. Vision Weekend Conference is a conference designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. You are probably asking yourself this question: who should attend? And why should they attend? Well, let me tell you the latter first. For those who will be attending the Vision Weekend Conference, they will be gaining insights into growing their business and making more money, attract and retain new customers and clients. They'll be learning and understanding creative marketing and branding techniques to build their businesses and brands. They will get a clear understanding on how to use social media to help leverage the global marketplace and to just position themselves above others. They will also learn the proper tools for networking and how to network with entrepreneurial peers and other business owners. And my first question was, who should attend? Well, if you are a small business owner, an entrepreneur, or a wannabe entrepreneur and wannabe small business owner, you ought to show up there, because we are going to be giving you a lot of insight on how to become entrepreneurs and small business owner, because there are going to be small business consultants there who will be giving you step-by-step guide on how to do that. Anyone who is thinking of starting any kind of business, whether you don't know yet if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a small business person, if you are into marketing, if you are a marketer, you know, online marketing, sales professionals, real estate agents, auto body mechanics, you know, if you are a caterer, if you are a chef, you need to be there. those who are currently serving as or desiring to be a leader in their organization. And anybody who is having a desire to say, I want more out of life. I'm sick and tired of the same old situation with me. I want to get something else going. Well, you need to show up there at the Vision Weekend Conference. Also, I would like you to know that our speakers are among the top industry leaders from across the world. You know, we have speaker from Israel, we have speaker from Scotland, we have speaker from Hawaii. So not only do we have the cream of the crop in the United States, but we are also getting a cream of the crop from outside of the United States. And you're asking how to register. You can register today at www.visionweekendconference.com. Visionweekendconference.com. And if you still have questions, you can please call 866-337-3945. You can call that number and you can have any questions answered. Also, for those of you who is interested in sponsorship and advertisement, you can go directly to the website and you can also download the application there that you can get out to us. So again, the website to register is visionweekendconference.com. The conference is taking place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel, 145 West 44th Street in New York City. I want to at this time give a thank you to one of our partners, the Spain USA Chamber of Commerce, and their executive director, Mrs. Basila Bakuku, for coming on board as one of our sponsors. And they just believe in the event so much and decide that this is something that they want to partner with us on. So if you are just joining me, I'm taking your calls for answering questions and gaining more insights into the Vision Weekend Conference coming up March the 23rd through the 26th at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel located in Times Square, 145 West 44th Street in Times Square in New York City. All right, before I go in and tell you who the speakers are and a little bit about them, I want to read a couple more quotes for you. And as I share these quotes, I'm sharing the quotes that will enhance who we are as entrepreneurs, because I think as entrepreneurs, we need to learn to lighten up. Lighten up and have fun with what we are doing, because we are taking ourselves too serious. And when we do that, we kind of shove people away from us. So I'm sharing all these little quotes and I'm hoping that you will gain some useful insight out of them. I'm going to share two with you. Once you get people laughing, they are listening, and you can tell them almost anything. And that's from Herbert Gardner. A person reveals his character by nothing so clearly as the joke he resents. You know, some people is just not great at telling jokes, you know. And it is something that you have to practice. And find one that works for you. Find one that works for you. I tell you, it's amazing when you are before a group of people and you can just enjoy them and just have them laughing, because a lot of times you are surrounded by a lot of difficulties. But if you can get people laughing, you have won 3/4 of the battle. Now, what I'm going to do, if you're in the chat room, I'll be back with you momentarily, because what I am going to be doing now, I am taking the time to read the bios of our speakers for you. And I am going to start with Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. He's a motivational speaker. He is the chief billionaire of the Brilliant Club, and he is also an author. He was mentioning to us this Monday on the show that he has his new book, which will be out, I think, by this weekend. By the time he gets to the conference in March, he will have his other book. And I'm going to take the time to read their bios for you so you can hear, because a lot of people do not understand, maybe understand, appreciate, I don't know, the platform that we have lined up here. So I want to take the time to tell you in depth about these speakers. For Simon T. Bailey, there is no such thing as ordinary. Like Thomas Jefferson, the thought leader, author, and renowned speaker believes we are all endowed with certain unalienable rights, but to the notion of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Simon adds that it is the responsibility of each of us to unlock the true brilliance buried deep inside of us. And as I had mentioned at the top of the hour when we began the show, that if you did not hear his conversation with us on Monday, you can check it out. And you can also do that. It's in the archive. So check it out and share it with your friends. I'll continue here. Simon's conviction were forged as the son of an immigrant father from Jamaica, and further cultivated by a career in travel and tourism. As an industry that aggressively promotes natural and cultural brilliance found in destinations around the world. Experience gleaned in leadership roles with influential organizations like Walt Disney Company helped him foster an in-depth understanding of the formidable challenges, pressures, and risks that business face on a daily basis. Although his sanity was questioned with his decision to depart the security of corporate life and take the entrepreneurial leap, his benefit in brilliance has been validated by the remarkable success of the Brilliance Institute. His own venture dedicated to helping others chart a life-changing path to self-discovery. He has helped thousands find fulfillment in their careers and joy in their lives through his best-selling book, Release Your Brilliance. Oh, I just lost my place here. I will be. Release Your Brilliance. Simon believes brilliant service is the bottom line. Simon believes success is an inside job. And Simon says, dream. Live a passionate life as an author, speaker, and personal mentor / coach. His mission is to reawaken people's genius and help businesses, organizations, and individuals achieve their full potential. His perspective and inspiring views have helped thousands of C-suite leaders and employees reignite their personal brilliance. He's addressed globally recognized organizations like CNN, News Service, Microsoft, McDonald's, Nationwide, University of Phoenix, Society for Human Resource Management, and American Hospital Association, and personally mentored leaders of Fortune 1000 companies. What draws people to Simon and his inspirational messages are his contagious energy, compassion, and humor. This has led him to being recognized by Speaker Magazine as one of the top 25 hot speakers and being named Speaker of the Year by Meeting Professionals International in San Diego chapter. His commitment to community also resulted in recognition as Central Florida Man of the Year. His words of wisdom and compassion have been featured in numerous newspapers, magazines, and internet sites. He holds a master's degree from Faith Christian University, which also recently awarded him an honorary doctorate for his global impact. Simon lives a happy and fulfilling life in Central Florida with his wife and two children. Yes, if you are just joining me, we are talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. And if you have any questions and you want to call, please call 646-915-8166. All right, I will go to our next speaker. I will introduce to you Brian Delaney. He is an SEO expert, and he's the CEO of Super Fast Link Building. You heard their message at the top of the hour. Brian Delaney is an SEO expert who helps companies and people get number one rankings in Google, as well as other search engines. Brian is a master when it comes to launching your personal brand or products online. From lead capture to follow-up marketing systems to social media, Brian can help you. In 2007, while attending Liberty University, Brian started by blogging and affiliate marketing, and within his first 7 days generated $700 in commissions. From there, he went on to helping companies dominate the first page of Google and continue to do affiliate marketing for himself and his family. Quickly, companies began hiring Brian to do their SEO and internet marketing. Before finishing his master's degree in marketing from Liberty University, Brian quickly built over a six-figure income in less than three months, guys. Over the past few years, Brian has created patent pending lead generation and follow-up marketing systems that are helping the everyday person create success. Many companies and people rely on Brian's expertise, consultation, and strategy. Brian recently launched a suite of products including Superfast SEO results, Superfast Media, and Superfast Link Building, which is a privately owned personal blog network with over 5,000 domains with up to 15 years in age and pages ranking up to 7, which has incredible authority online. If you are looking to get started with your own brand of products, or if you already have a presence and want to increase your ranking and exposure, then Brian Dulaney is the guy to talk to. And that's why you need to be at the conference to hear Mr. Brian Dulaney. Our next speaker is Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And his company is Foxworth Marketing Group. Edward Foxworth III is an entrepreneur and author and national speaker. As CEO of Foxworth Marketing Group, a marketing and communication agency aimed at connecting corporate America with emerging ethnic consumer, Foxworth utilizes his experience as a television and radio personality to provide solutions that maximizes advertisers' return on their investment. He is the author of 3 self-help books, all available on his website. It's Just Domino's, The 6 Routines of Discovery, of Self-Discovery, and the third, a companion workbook to The 6 Routines entitled Discovery Journal, which was recently released in print and as an iPhone app, enable you to take your goal planning with you. Passionate about personal and professional productivity, He's often asked to speak at conferences, corporate trainings, and educational institutions across the country. Mr. Foxworth is a champion for entrepreneurship and shares his theories as a television and radio host. His belief is that we each are a brand with an entrepreneurial mindset, and that a focus on growth every day is the answer to accomplishing lifelong objectives. Finally, Mr. Foxworth, advocacy on topics concerning homelessness and men's health have been highlighted throughout his career as he supports community-based efforts to address these problems. Yes, if you are just joining me, I ask that you just call in or you join us in the chat room. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we're going to go back. I'm just introducing you to each speaker. So the next speaker is Mr. Willie Crawford. He's a joint venture broker. Willie Crawford was raised on a tobacco farm in North Carolina. Living off welfare most of his youth, his family was so poor that he once wore his grandmother's shoes to school while working to earn money to replace his own dilapidated pair. This built a burning desire in Willie to break away from the cycle of poverty and build his own business. While Willie worked his way through college and then joined the U.S. Air Force, where he traveled to 47 different countries while serving as a navigator on a C-130 transport aircraft. During that time, Willie also learned a little of five different languages. In 1996, while still serving in the U.S. Air Force in Hawaii, Willie decided to start his own internet-based business. By the time he retired as a major in 2003, he had built that into a six-figure part-time income. Willie is now one of the world's leading internet marketing, joint venture, and website traffic generation expert. Having taught at dozens of seminars in the United States, Malaysia, Singapore, and the UK, Willie has created dozens of informational products, written over 1,600 articles and ebooks on e-commerce. He hosts seminars on how and now hosts his own radio show several times per week. Willie also owns several small software companies and even his own web hosting company, which you will find a niche at nichesimple.com. Being a prolific informational product creator with a knack for spotting winning product ideas, Willie has coached dozens of clients through creating and launching their own products. Willie has over 2,400 websites, one of which get over 1 million unique visitors per month. Willie uses his proven traffic generation tactics to generate a steady stream of website visitors and leads to his online customers. And for local offline businesses, Willie teaches these very same traffic generation tactics at workshops and conferences. Willie leverages his knowledge online marketing and the connection that he developed over the years to help others launch products. Willie often serves as a middleman or a joint venture broker. He's also executive director of the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers, founder of the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, co-founder of the JV Academy. Willie has written several books, including a best-selling soul food cookbook featuring the Soul Food Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, and an acclaimed inspirational biography of Get Off the Porch is the name of his cookbook. When Willie is not busy teaching e-commerce online via his membership site at the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, Willie is teaching local businesses to use their internet to drive more business through their doors or orchestrating joint ventures. He enjoys deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, not too far from his Florida home. So, with all that I have read about Mr. Willie Crawford, why would you not want to be there to pick his brain and to learn from him about what he is doing and how he's doing it? You know, 2,400 websites, no wonder he is a millionaire, because he does not leave any stones unturned. He does not leave any stones unturned. And that's why you need to come and learn how to utilize all these things so that you are not leaving money on the table. Our next speaker is Mr. Brian Ridgway. Mr. Brian D. Ridgway is a transformational mentor who assists people to instantly break through all barriers and begin living the life of their dreams. Most of his clients are people who have already invested years or decades in personal development with limited results. Brian's speed and clarity at creating breakthroughs will draw a rapid expanding or is drawing a rapid expanding audience. In the business realm, He has created over $150 million in documented revenue for clients in 70 different industries, and has created over 11 million in personal sales and consulting. In the personal development and self-help areas, his ideas are revolutionary and radically effective. Brian invested over $150,000 in personal development, self-help, law of attraction, transformational education. Along the way, he discovered the four existing paradigms and noticed the self-limiting threads running through all of them. This led to the creation of what he calls the Level 5 paradigm. He is currently sharing this paradigm in his Level 5 webinars and his videos speaking, and also into private coaching. So, you remember when I mentioned that we have created the platform to have all the pieces together? Remember I mentioned that the seminars, we do not have breakout rooms. We have one room where all the presentation will be done. Now you see the reason why. Because each and every person who is attending the conference needs to get all the pieces to the puzzle, so that when you get home, you will begin to place your puzzle pieces in place to complete your puzzle. And when you come back in 2013 and 14, you are going to have a great testimony of what the conference has done for you. If you are just joining me, I'm introducing to you each speaker of the Vision Weekend Conference by just reading their bios in depth, because I know their bios are lengthy, and when people go on the pages, they are not taking the time to read it. And I know that because you guys are emailing me, asking me things that is right in their bios. So I decide that I am going to spend the time this morning and read in depth for you, so you can learn about these speakers. Our next speaker is Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Leon Ellis is an entrepreneur and restaurateur, and now he is also a speaker. Mr. Ellis graduated with a degree in food services and nutrition from Tuskegee University in Alabama. He relocated to New York City and opened Emily's Restaurant and Bar in 1992, located in Harlem on Fifth Avenue, at 111th Street, adjacent to Central Park and the Duke Ellington Monument, just north of New York's famous Museum Mile. Emily's became a very popular and highly respected restaurant, and that validated Harlem as viable business location. Oscar's famous barbecue, named for Mr. Ellis's father, brought authentic Texas-style barbecue to Harlem. The restaurant, which offered home delivery and catering service, served rotisserie chicken, ribs, steaks, and various side orders. Mr. Ellis is the proprietor of Mocha Bar and Grill, which has become the destination of choice for people who want to entertain friends and business associates in a fun, friendly, appealing environment. The lounge has extensively specialty drinks and appetizers menu. Additionally, Mr. Ellis owns and operates Harlem Underground, located in the prime retail space on 125th Street corridor between 5th Avenue and Madison Avenue. Harlem Underground markets the largest line of Harlem USA merchandise in the country. A major component of the operation is the custom embroidered division. The marketing of Mr. Ellis's original Harlem designs is done both in the store and online. As the Vice President and Chief Operator of H3 Enterprise, Inc., Mr. Ellis was responsible for the planning structuring all operational activities and units of the first publicly traded hospitality company dedicated to the hip-hop generation. The Hip Hop Soda Shop is a unique restaurant concept and celebrated a skyrocketing demand for everything hip hop, including food, video, gaming, and merchandising. Mr. Ellis is a member of the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Harlem and the Samson number 65 Masonic Lodge of New York, New York, and currently serves on the board of the Harlem Renaissance Development Corporation in the position of vice chairman. He is the founder of Emily Ellis's Scholarship Fund and serve as the director of the mentoring group sponsored through Emily's Scholarship Foundation in conjunction with New York City Housing Authority. The lines are open. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the number you can call to ask any questions about the Vision Weekend Conference. Yes, and our next speaker is Mr. James Nemley. Mr. James Jim Nemley. He's a LPBC. I think that's a licensed professional business coach. He's a CBP, CFT, CFLT, CEDP, CMA, CF, and Chief Executive Officer of the Better Business Builders. If you always want what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Jim is into attitude adjustment. He feels that if it is important to change the mind of the individual in order to affect affect different results, especially in the case of business owners. For more than 25 years, Jim has put entrepreneurs and business owners on the right track to business. As chief coach of the Better Business Builders, he believes in motivating, educating, and getting those reticular activators that shape both behavior and action. Prior to co-founding the Better Business Builders, Jim served as director of the Small Business Council Service for the Regional Community Development Company on Long Island. In that capacity, Jim was responsible for providing business planning and training to new and established businesses on Long Island, New York. He focused on successions planning, marketing planning, cash flow planning, and operations planning. Jim was also responsible for maintaining their loan portfolio. Jim also served as a commissioner of general service for the town of Babylon, where he oversees the planning component of two National Blue Ribbon Award-winning urban renewal projects. Jim is a licensed professional business coach with the Professional Business Coaches Alliance, Inc. He is also a certified business planner, planning trainer, a certified financial literacy trainer, certified marketing administrator, and certified facilitator for the Irwin Marion Kauffman Foundation Fast Track Program. He is also a certified economic development professional. Jim serves on the faculty of the C.W. Post Long Island University as a business planning trainer and co-coordinator of the corporate training. He currently serves on the business advisory board of the Katherine Gibbs School. Jim is a radio program host for the Building Your Extraordinary Business Show, which can be heard on Blog Talk Radio. He is also the contributor on Verizon FS1 Money and Main Street. Jim is also an ordained minister and is married and has 6 children. Our next speaker is, our next speaker is Dr. C.J. Cordella Cohen, PhD, CEO. Her company is Dominate Your Destiny. Dr. C.J. Cordella Cohen is the founder and CEO of Dominate Your Destiny. Having worked in a higher education as vice president of a Bible college and as a counselor at another institution, she has change lives by encouraging and motivating people further their education. As CEO of a noted record label, C.J. Cone has firsthand knowledge of the dynamics of corporate culture. While functioning as the CEO, she helped many people pursue their passions and goals as recording artists. She also managed the daily operation of the business, including marketing and promotion, owning a successful small business for many years. She is aware of the problems that can arise, and she has a deep understanding of the heart and vision of small business people. C.J. Cone has been an inspiration and motivational speaker for 25 years. She is a life coach and teacher. Her seminars are attracted audience from all backgrounds, genders, ages, demographics, geographic location. Dr. C.J. Cone has earned a Master's of Divinity and a Doctorate of Theology. Our next speaker is W. Irvin Cone, MBA, Company Dominate Your Destiny. W. Irvin Cone, CEO, co-founder, and president of Dominate Your Destiny, has a wealth of experience in the business world. He combines theology and business concepts to provide in-depth insights into applying business concepts and spirituality so that readers can achieve high levels of success and satisfaction. He is intelligent, ethical, inspiring, progressive, and diligent in providing guidance for all who wish to find joy and fulfillment in life. W.I. Cone has authored several top-selling books. His book, Monetize and Conspiracy, was in the top 10 books to read with national and international. His latest book is Dominate Your Destiny. Earning an MBA has allowed him use problem resolution techniques as well as up-to-date understanding of business process and first-hand knowledge of what it takes to fire up a company and keep it competitive. Yes, if you're just joining me, I am discussing about the Vision Weekend Conference, and I'm introducing you intimately to each of the speakers. All right. Our next speaker is Stephen R. Jackson. His company is RDZ Media Group. He's the general manager. Stephen Jackson is the general manager of RDZ Media Group, a multi-award-winning media company. The company, formerly known as Road Dog Z Production, produces video, new media applications, and social media software. Stephen, along with his wife Jennifer, started their first business, an employee leasing firm, in 1992. Drawing on their experience in technology, marketing, and sales, their groundbreaking employee leasing company grew into one of the largest employee leasing firms in the state. Before they sold the company in 1996, the company had grossed more than $4 million in sales, managing more than 2,500 employees in the tri-state area, and was the winner of the 1995 New York City Emerging Business Enterprise Award. Stephen used his knowledge of the internet technology and marketing to create an internet marketing company that built websites and implementing internet marketing plans for businesses. Stephen Jackson built the first web site for the Network Journal in 1996, making the publication the second African-American publication to have web resource. Stephen also produced a weekly webcast for Fox 5 journalist Bill McCary, who in 1997 was the first journalist in the country to have a weekly webcast. Stephen also produced the first webcast of a national conference in the country for the National Association of Market Developers. There are more than 6,000 people watching parts of the two-day conference over the internet. Stephen Jackson has profiled in the first technology issue of Black Enterprise in 1996 and profiled a book by Earl Graves, publisher of the Black Enterprise, entitled How to Be Successful in Business Without Being White. Stephen Jackson has given many internet marketing workshops over the years and now presents social media workshops for companies and organizations. Stephen has written several white pages on how to successfully implement social media strategies and techniques and is the author of Twitter Worlds, the non-technical guide to using Twitter. Stephen is called upon to provide media consulting services for many of the New York City's largest unions, as well as several New York City state agencies. Stephen, whose Twitter page lists he is an OG, Original Geek, has a bachelor's degree in computer science from the State College of the New York School of Engineering. Our next speaker is, before I do that, I want to just take a brief commercial break here.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Our next speaker is Yolanda Webb. Yolanda Webb's company is Elan Inc. Elan Inc. is they host the cosmetic company and also Elan Couture Magazine. Yolanda Webb is the president and chief executive officer of Elan Inc. Elan is the parent company of Elan Couture Publishing, which publishes Elan Couture Magazine and nonfiction and fiction books targeting Black women and teens, and Elan Cosmetics LLC, beauty company for the Elan Couture Cosmetics brand, Elan Inc., has been recognized over the past several years by the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce, the Urban League, the African American Chamber of Commerce, the Women's Business Couture, the Cincinnati Enquirer, the Cincinnati Herald, the Cincinnati Business Corridor, and Who is Who among executive and professional women for its mission and vision in helping to create positive images for Black women and girls and to empower Black women towards entrepreneurship. Elan is a company considered by many to be transformational in nature and empowering in vision. Leaving home at the age of 16, Yolanda attended Tennessee State University in Nashville. Upon graduating, she married her college sweetheart and traveled the world, where she lived abroad in numerous places like Tokyo, Japan. She currently holds a master's degree in humanities and theology. Prior to starting Elan Cosmetics, Yolanda led a distinguished career in a private and nonprofit sector as executive and senior administrator. In 1998, on behalf of Hamilton County, Yolanda testified before the Ohio and the U.S. State Senate on behalf of individuals with disability regarding the issues of housing and housing shortages for some of our most valuable citizens. Today, Elan brands are becoming globally worldwide leaders in the magazine and beauty and fashion category for Black women. Yolanda is responsible for developing the company's creative image, publish editorial content, and the financial and operational strategy to grow the customer base and brand equity across each brand. The monthly publication, Couture Magazine, Elan Couture Magazine, began in 2009 as an online blog and currently grow into both a print and a digital magazine with a readership of over 300,000 online and 10,000 in printed copies sold. Yolanda has won numerous awards for her business and community work. Notable among these are leadership awards. She is a sought after public, she's a sought after public speaker. She's a sought after public speaker who speaks empowering words to women about life, relationships, and career, and self Her words on her daily blog is widely read and shared on the internet via her website and social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter. Yolanda has been called a dynamic and creative professional. Yolanda is the author of 4 books: Luck Does Not Live Here, Luck Does Not Live Here, The Real Principles of Prosperous Living for Black Women, The Soul of My Sister, Love Never Ends, A Whiskey Girl's Mystery, The Case of the Dangerous, the Case of the Dropped Pearl, excuse me, Having a Little Talk with God, a prayer journal. She is currently working on the following manuscript: Black Girls Reclaiming Our Beauty, The Black Girls Manifesto, Making the Case Against the Lack of Rebuilding Our Communities, Remembering Lola, A Remembrance of Nana, Power of the People, What Strong Black Communities Look Like. Yolanda has 2 beautiful children, Warren Lewis Stallworth and Sasha Elon Stallworth Butler, and 2 adorable grandchildren, Addison Riley Butler and Charlie Isabel Butler. You still have some time that you can call in if you are just joining. And I'm our next speaker is John Mollock is an expert in positive thinking, simple living achievement. John is an author and speaker promoting positive thinking, simple living, and achievement through her speaking engagements, workshops, and digital products. As a master practitioner NLP, John specializes in helping others to discover and focus on their strengths and talents to determine their purpose in life. Her own top strengths are a love of learning, curiosity, optimism, and spirituality, which provides her with valuable opportunities to explore ways to help others boost their business in self-esteem, confidence, and the outlook on life. She's also a qualified professional genealogist specializing in Scottish family and local history research. Through Jan's work, people have been able to discover their Scottish roots and to enable the hardships and trials that ancestors face to truly appreciate that simple living really is. You need only go back to 2 or 3 generations to discover a very much simpler, happier society. In addition to her work, Jan has a number of members. John has a number of members. And, I just need to take a break here. My cameraman from the show is calling. Hello, are you there? Oh, okay, I'm still on, and I know you're calling me. Yes, we are on at 5 p.m. Okay, I'll call you when I get off the air. Thank you. Yes, I know you heard the phone ringing, and I know Richard is always wanting to be on time, and he was checking in with me, so I had to just answer to let him know that, yes, we are on the air. So that's, I was talking to you a little bit about Jan Mullock and the work that she's doing. Our next speaker, because I want to give you as much about all of the speakers here that I can. Our next speaker, I'm going to give you the first portion of his bio. And it's Kobe Huberman. Kobe Huberman is an experienced high-tech executive, a civil society leader, and a social entrepreneur with more than 30 years in the global high-tech technology companies and corporations and 15 years in civil social organization. Today, he is the CEO of Strategic Landscape LTD, the author of and co-author of Israel Peace Initiative Group, and a co-author of Empathy Group. As the CEO of Strategic Landscape Limited since 2007, he is the leading vision-driven strategy advisor on global companies working with brave leaders who want to transform their organization. His clients come from various domains, high tech, telecommunication software, semiconductor machinery, optical devices, and cellular equipment, as well as agricultural professional services, companies, and media. He helps these leaders discover, develop, and adopt transformational growth strategies beyond traditional marketing growth by reshaping their markets, refining their core competence, and re-engineering their business DNA. In 2010, he published a book called Strategic Leadership and the Soul, co-author with Jennifer Circle. Until 2007, he had various executive roles in general management, business development, and strategic development, merging acquisitions and strategic marketing. As a visionary executive, he led NICE System Strategy and helped transform the company from $100 million hardware company to $700 million. And he is going to be here to speak with you. Our next speaker is Jennifer Sertl. Jennifer Sertl is the president of Agility 3R, an organization effectiveness company whose primary objective is aligning strategy and people to create customer value. Jennifer brings 12 years of management level experience where she has supported significant paradigm shifts in both the telecommunication and healthcare industries. Her expertise lies in coordination and executive leadership, shareholder responsibility, and employee engagement. Her most notable client has been publicly traded Genesis and Yeomin Inc., the fastest growing transformational company in the NYSE Other clients include Optimax System Inc., Zutu International, Global Crossing, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Frontier Communication, Landmark's Development Company, Tabotins, and 27 Rochester-based small businesses. In addition, Jennifer has been involved with the Visage, the world's largest CEO membership organization, when she ran the CEO roundtable. Our next speaker is Crystal Washington. Her company is Social Tunities. Hired by companies including Google, Microsoft, and General Electric, Crystal shares valuable marketing, social media, and networking techniques that create results. Crystal Washington is a marketing strategist, social media consultant, and international keynote speaker, and owner of a Houston-based marketing firm and social media training company, Social Tunities. Crystal teaches professional and all knowledge levels how to leverage marketing techniques, social media, and network effectively. With a winning track record in hospitality marketing management, as a corporate professional, Crystal transformed into entrepreneurship in 2006. Fortune 500 companies and entrepreneurships wanting to leverage unique marketing strategies and tools like LinkedIn to support companies' goals, frequently seeking Crystal. She has impacted many companies, associations, and entrepreneurs all over the world. Crystal is Kristen recently received the Evolving Eve Award from Houston Women's Magazine, was recognized as one of the 2011 top 25 women in Houston by Commercial Bank and Seed Media, and has appeared on Black Enterprise Magazine, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, Black MBA Magazine, and CareerBuilder.com. Our next speaker is Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Sam Orme is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. One Voice Worldwide is a national telecom program provider with services that range from VoLP and wireless to health and wellness, and now social media. One Voice Worldwide is being recognized nationally as one of the fastest growing marketing companies in North America and Europe. Mr. Orme is also creator of the worldwide social media company One Voice Media, which is a feature-rich social network site that allows visitors to enjoy, share, and discover digital media and content downloads from music, television throughout the world. Mr. Orme attends Florida A&M University where he excelled as the three-time president of the world's famous Florida A&M University Marching Band, and a second-time president of the Kappa Kappa Psi Fraternity. Mr. Orme received international recognition after becoming a regional vice president for a $600 million company while building his own multi-million dollar business through network marketing, music, sports, owning his own restaurant. Because of his success, Mr. Orme was featured on the national syndicated television show, The Black Enterprise Report. Also, Mr. Orme was being selected to the position of directorship for the FraserNet organization, which is the world's largest networking organization in America. Mr. Orme is positioning his company for future worldwide expansion throughout Europe, Asia, and South Africa. Our next speaker is Miss Chandel Pitts, and she's the owner of Black Cat Design. She's a creator of design. Black Cat Design is a minority-owned graphic design firm specializing in print design, corporate ID logos, stationery brochures, newsletters, event graphic invitations, banner poster, souvenir journals, flyers, and postcards. And so those are just, and we have one more person, who is Mr. Glenn Winfrey, who will be our distinguished honored moderator for the entrepreneurial panel at the Vision Weekend Conference. So again, your speakers are, we're having at the gala Saturday night and Sunday morning, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is the chief brilliantaire of the Brilliantaire Institute. So you're going to get to hear from him twice. Then we have Crystal Washington Martin, who is a marketing strategy and social media specialist. John Mullock is the master of positive achievement. Brian Dulaney is an SEO and social media strategy. Dr. C.J. Cohn is the founder of Dominate Your Destiny, and she is also a business consultant. W. Irvin Cohn is the president of the building Dominating Your Destiny. Then we have Brian D. Ridgway. He is a transformational mentor. Our next speaker is Mr. Leon Ellis, restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. Mr. Steven Jackson, he is the general manager of the RDZ Media Group. Ms. Yolanda Webb is the president and CEO of Elon, Inc. Mr. Samore, you just heard his bio, founder of Voice One Worldwide. Mr. Willie Crawford, he is a millionaire and he is also a joint venture guru. Then we have Mr. Kobe Huberman, who is the CEO of the Strategic Landscape. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity strategist. Then we have Miss Jennifer Sertl. She is an author and a thought-provoking teacher. Then we have Miss Chandel Pitts. You heard her. Her bio just now, she's a design consultant and she is our official design consultant for the Vision Weekend Conference. Then we have Mr. James Nemley, who is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. Again, the Vision Weekend Conference will be taking place on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City, located at 145 West 44th Street. This is a conference designed to educate, inspire, empower, and empower entrepreneurs and small business people. Attendees of the Vision Weekend will gain insights to grow your business and make more money, attract and retain new customers, learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your business brand, understand how social media can help leverage the global marketplace, network with entrepreneurial peers and business owners. Who should attend the conference? If you are a small business owner or entrepreneur, if you are anyone thinking of starting your own business, if you are a marketer, an author, a speaker, a coach, or any other sales professional, real estate agents, insurance agents, financial advisors, and even for those who are serving as or desiring to become moving up the ladder in your corporate job, you need to be there. At least if you are not even sure where you are on the corporate ladder, that's why you need to visit there, because I tell you, not only am I excited about working with Simon, I'm just excited about being present to listen to two of his presentations where he's going to help us to understand about what we need to do for ourselves. So As I have introduced the speakers to you, you saw that they span from across the world. And we want to encourage you to visit www.visionweekendconference.com and register. Register right away, because you don't want to miss out on that. And today, which is the 22nd of February, if you do not register and secure your hotel room, the rooms will be going back into the general inventory, and you will need to pay at the higher rate. So the early bird for the hotel registration is being cut off today at midnight. So you guys, you need to get on there and just to make sure you get your hotel room, because people leave for the last minute and then you get caught with your pants down. So, don't heed my warning and just go www.visionweekendconference.com to secure your registration. Now, I want to read a few more quotes. There's one here that I just love from Eleanor Roosevelt. And it says, friendship with oneself is all important, because without it, one cannot be friends with anyone else in the world. Isn't that the truth? You know, there are so many things that we need to be able to do for us. And then, because we are going to be doing that, it is from the overflow that we will give people. So we are not lacking, so we don't have to be grumpy and all of that. So I want to encourage you to go to the Vision Weekend Conference site. They have a program there where you can sign up for the affiliate program, which helps you to earn some money. And I have a new lady that was on this show this past week here, And I want to see if I can pray her a message for you. So, not her message, I'm sorry. Her song. This is so pretty. So listen to her. This is the Prayer of Jabez by Angela Collins. Angela Collins, and doesn't she have such a beautiful voice? And you know, she's such a talented lady. She too was on the show just last week she was on the show, and we talk about her story and what she's doing. She's also an entrepreneur. Not only is she a musician, but she is making products for the skin and everything. She has something called Angelic Body Butter. She's doing that. That thing is made out of all natural oils and everything, you know. So the sister is doing a lot of great things. So, you know, stop by and support her and listen to her music and everything. Yeah, so we have remaining 15 minutes remaining here. And I want you to, you know, you can call in and ask any questions. I want to read a list here from Awaken the Entrepreneur Within by Michael E. Gerber. And he has here, when I provided John Blackwell with a list of my core leadership beliefs, there were and still are 10. And here are the 10. Lead with purpose, commitment to your mission. Once committed, never alter the commitment until you have achieved it. Create clear operating standards and live by them. Create clear operating results and commit to them. Surround yourself with people who believe in your mission. Surround yourself with people who are committed to your mission. Surround yourself with people who believe in your standards. Surround yourself with people who are committed to your standards. Surround yourself with people who are committed to your results. Surround yourself with people who are faithful to your commitment. You know, that is such an awakening thing, because so many times we are around people who are not committed to what we are doing. And then Michael went on to say, I then went on to share with John Blackwell my other operating standards relating to fulfilling the fulfillment of his accountabilities. Learn how to produce results with little or no capital. Learn how to produce results with little or no information. Learn how to produce results with little or no experience. Learn how to produce results with little or no likelihood of success. Learn how to do the impossible. Learn how to inspire people without money, without motivation, without options. Learn how to manage people without making them wrong. Learn how to communicate your dream, vision, purpose, and mission so that 90% of the people you share it with buy into it. Do not spend any time with 10% who don't. Learn how to replicate your success and rise above your failures. Learn how to become a world-class leader you can be proud of. Now, with all these being said, you all know that I am a certified Michael Gerber facilitator for the Entrepreneurial Dreaming Room. And these are some of the reasons why I am so proud about the Vision Weekend Conference. Because all these things that he has mentioned here, we have come together to create a community that can work with you in accomplishing these things. And he closed off by saying, and then after 3 days more of talking and going deeper and deeper into the conversation and the implementations of it, I said to John Blackwell, so how do you think of this opportunity? Still want to get started? And Blackwell said, yes, most certainly, we will. We did. Most certainly, and we did. As you heard me read the previous interview with John Blackwell, it could well be productive if you were to have that interview with yourself. How would you have responded to the question. My mandate and my requirements for the position of Chief Executive Officer. Did you feel that you need were too intrusive? What I was expecting too much from him, what I was being unrealistic. Did you feel that John was too agreeable, not challenging enough, too willing to be right hand guard? Was he assertive enough? On the other hand, could you understand why I was so determined to make certain that he had the right stuff I believe I needed to run the company the way I wanted to run it? Imagine interviewing the leader in you, the one who is going to take the responsibility to fulfill the mission. Who thought of you, your need to be? How dedicated? How articulate do you imagine you will need to be to tell the story of your engineering help? We emerge a new company to all members of the community who need to be enrolled continuously in what your company is here to do. Look inside and ask yourself if you really do want to take John Blackwell's job, and what exactly is his job. Well, of course, he needs to be the master of money. He needs to be understanding cash flow, balance sheet, and income statement. He need to understand budget and financial forecast. He needs to have the tight control over expenditure against plans and plan against new contingency. He also needs to know people, how to recruit them, hire them, fire them, and when needs be, develop them into leaders. Monitor and review their performances. Know when he changed their roles in the company and develop standards of performance by which they will be measured. He also needs to know marketing and lead generation and client fulfillment. He needs to know how to develop a winning relationship with his customers, as well as his community, influence, parent, government, local business organization, like chapters of commerce, chambers of commerce, QAnon, Rotary, and all the Latino organizations that might impact positively or negatively Manny's relationship with Nana Espresso on the company. Of course, John Blackwell, the leader in you, also must develop a deep understanding of your primary customer. Manny himself, herself, your leader needs to accomplish all of this in a normal 8-hour day while looking great, acting with authority and making the company for which he is accountable. If that weren't enough, John Blackwell, the leader within you, needs to create a mission plan and then implement it. Welcome the leader. Welcome the world of work. Welcome to what must happen today if the dreamer is to become, if the dream is to become a reality. Are you ready? And listen, guys, the Vision Weekend, the Vision Weekend Conference, that's why we have come together to do that and to help you do these things. So you are not alone. I want to invite you back on Sunday evening and also on Monday evening when we will be again showcasing one of the speakers from our Vision Weekend Conference. Ah, this was a jam-packed today. Information overload. I introduced you to all the speakers of the Vision Weekend Conference. And I hope that we have enticed you a little to be part of the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. So, guys, this is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny and utilize what we have put together to help you manifest that destiny. See you and stay true to your calling.
to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.